Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The suspect accused of staging a deadly attack on Minnesota state lawmakers over the weekend has now been apprehended. Police say they spotted Vance Bolter on a trail camera last night and that he surrendered peacefully a few hours afterwards. ABC's Faith Bube is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota with the latest.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle along with No Kings flyers and writings, mentioning the names of the victims and some abortion providers, along with other Democratic lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Bolter allegedly shot and killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday, and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during a separate attack. More missile strikes in Israel as Iran continues to retaliate following last week's major Israeli strike on the country's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. No Kings protests and marches were held across the country and through Wisconsin Saturday to bring attention to what protesters called the fascist and authoritarian actions of the Donald Trump presidential administration. One of the protests was in Oshkosh, where unofficial estimates put about 1,000 protesters in the Opera House Square. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said 400 people registered through indivisible.org to participate in the No Kings protest in Oshkosh. However, many more showed up. Martin reminded the protesters to be safe and remain peaceful.
We do not want any reason for the guy in office to declare martial law. It's not going to happen for the Oshkosh. We are peaceful protesters here.
Protesters in Oshkosh came from Appleton, Mena, Menasha, Oshkosh, and even from Portland, Oregon. About 2,000 protesters showed up at Lyke Park Saturday evening for Green Bay's No Kings protest. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She's the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February of 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer previously pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. Jesse Vang, her boyfriend and caretaker of Elijah when he went missing, is charged with physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. His next court appearance is June 20th. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Brewers conquer the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers' closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for Megill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Monday to you. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day.
Wasn't that nice? That was great.
It was awesome.
Kids called. Zoomed or whatever they call it. Yeah. We were all on the same time. And yeah, we had fun. Did you see, they posted some pictures of us when we were young dads on the Mino and Mayor Facebook, which I don't follow that.
So. I did not?
Yeah, Todd was showing me that this morning.
Okay. It's his show. I don't follow it. Okay, thank you.
Well, I just didn't. I looked for it a little bit because I talked to my brother because I sent in a picture of planting a tree.
Oh.
When I think my dad was
in. Oh, speaking of which. I'm trying to. Well, look at that haircut.
I know he's on vacation.
Got to get ready for vacation.
It's like the boot camp. Like, man, you're gonna Navy SEAL.
No, holy cow. Just turned out that way.
Wow. No, I'm okay. So I'm trying to get my buddy Piano Jimmy. I call him. He's an arborist.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I want him to come on our show and talk about you trying to cultivate your meadow
side lot into a orchard.
Yes.
Yesterday,
although I'm going to be honest with you, I can't wait to metal detect that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll do it together. Yeah, next year, I think.
No, next week.
No.
We're going to metal detect the hell out of that.
No, you should metal detect it soon.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you find something, that may put off putting your orchard in.
Yes.
There's something
there could be historic significance.
Okay. That makes sense.
I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
But we can do a live show.
Hey, I'd like to talk. Yeah, like that Holder Rivera guy.
Yeah.
There. That guy's coming on.
I'm going to get him.
Okay, good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because
this guy's nuts, though. Jimmy, he's one of my greatest friends in the world. But
which Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Oh, the other guy. I thought you were talking about me.
No, he's a bodybuilder, the whole thing. But anyway, he climbs those trees and will be like out on a branch with a. You know what I
does
mean?
He cut him, does he take he trees does, down?
He's an arborist. Okay. Yeah.
Well, an arborist means...
Does everything. Mean,
okay. Yeah. Well, cool.
But yeah, I mean, like he's got bigger...
Yeah.
You know, cojones.
He would have to.
Oh, my God. Those guys.
But, John, if you haven't seen the picture of Jim as a little kid...
No, I haven't.
And I called my brother. I thought you would call me when you saw this, because I didn't see it. I called my brother and said, hey, you remember when we planted that tree with Dad? He goes, yeah, that was a long time ago. Like 60 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe that was not 58 years ago or something. Because, I do.
Did you have those shorts on?
I'll show you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look what they're wearing planting the tree.
Well, that's true.
I see that. They're all dressed in their Sunday best planting a tree.
He wanted to do that.
Oh, my God. It looks like First Communion.
Yeah, he wanted to do that. And
That's awesome.
And I put on there.
Oh, my God.
That he told us, look, if we take care of that tree.
Is it still there?
Yeah, well, it's huge, though. It's taller than a house.
Yeah.
You know, if we take care of that tree, it's going to grow, be big and strong. And all. If we take care of each other. And that was
That's awesome.
That was his little message in that 10 seconds, but I don't see a shovel in that picture. I said to Carl, I said, do you really remember planting the tree? That's I remember standing cool. by the tree.
Goes, yeah, he had kind of, somebody. He had one of the guys that worked for him at the lumber mill.
Planted it?
Tony. Yeah.
But isn't it cool how like plants can do that? They'll the memories, right? Absolutely. I've got some plants that were my mom's. They always remind me of mom, and now they're huge, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's true.
That tree is...
Totally.
And, you know, you don't really believe it when you're a little kid. That's going to be taller than you. No, it's not. And it's like, things.
Yeah. Christmas no, that, anyway, I agree with that.
So I thought when I sent that, I thought you'd give me a, you know.
Little bow tie.
Okay, got a text here. Ray Nitschke Bridge temporarily closed due to malfunction. Huh. That is the worst
imagine that.
Thing in the state of Wisconsin.
Has that ever happened?
That's always closed. It's always stuck. It's like, what's up with that bridge?
You know what? Even when that was. When Brett Weicker opened up Title Towns, remember that?
Yeah.
And it was closed for like two weeks. It just his grand opening and nobody could get across the bridge. That thing, this is what I think. I think there were two vendors and the parts really just never married. You know what I mean? Like gears and meshed. All that, it just meshed. That thing has been problems
for years. Remember I told you last week that the cars were lined up here on the road all the way like 12 blocks because it was stuck?
Oh, yeah. No, it gets stuck open.
That's the worst thing in the state of Wisconsin. And whoever built that, whoever signed off on that, total failure. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Got this. Good morning from Madison, Michael. Hello, Michael. How you doing in Madison, my great friend? Hope you all had a great Father's Day. I took my family to Chicago Street Pub in De Pere for their world-famous Swan Club roasted chicken.
Oh, that's...
That sounds good.
You can't go wrong with roasted chicken, can you?
No. Well, I mean, especially not at Swan Club.
No, you can't. It's just, it's the best. No question. Today is Fresh Vegetable Day. Very nice. You know what's so unbelievably frustrating? I'm going to be honest with you on something. You know what I almost did? I almost punched.
Good Monday morning, everybody.
I almost punched my mirror this morning and smashed my mirror.
Why?
Because of my weight. You know what I ate all weekend? Vegetables. I ate mother bleeping yada, 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 vegetables. Yep. And I gained weight.
No. How much did you gain, though?
3 pounds.
What'd you have them on? What'd you have with a cheese or dip?
Nothing. Nothing but vegetables. I cut up a head of lettuce and put in vegetables. And boiled it and nothing else. And I put on 3 pounds.
I'm sure I'll just say this.
I was going to just.
Okay, just for the record.
I think it's probably water weight because vegetables do give you a lot of water.
A lot of water. But I was talking to my doctor about.
Although I will say this though too. I have to blame my son, Dom. Brought me a big box of Sarugis.
John, you just said that all you had was vegetables. See,
it was Father's Day, Jim.
Okay.
All right, then not water.
Well, that wasn't water. That was definitely fat, sugar. Well,
and some vodka.
Yeah. Okay, so that's why you put on. I'm surprised you only put on 3 pounds. You know what I did yesterday? Just for the record, I was talking to my doctor. I'm like, look, I'm stuck at this weight. And he says, you working out? I'm like, no. He goes, that will break it. So yesterday, I just want to let you know, I did go to Western. I worked out. I did.
I might take the shot.
Yeah.
Give me one.
What? Like we do share prescriptions.
Yeah, I gave you prescriptions.
That nasal cream. That is really regulated by how much you get. You know, 0.2, 0.5, 0.6, whatever. And I don't know what you would get. So you'd have to go to a doctor. I'm not going to give you mine. Besides, I think that's...
Give me one.
I don't know. Just go see the guy. He's great.
Just give me one.
But he just said, look, he goes, you're stuck.
Hey, and I've been there for like a month. How many times have I given you Viagra?
Jeez. All right. What else you got going on, Todd? Jeez.
All that from Fresh Veggies Day.
Yes. Right? Okay. Well, that makes sense. I was going to be a little concerned about that because you should lose weight and you would lose weight.
I know. I got
you mix
lose
it
weight.
With chocolate and vodka. Yeah, that's not going to work.
World Sea Turtle Day. I had a friend who lived in South Carolina, and that was like they would camp out on the beaches. and the turtles would hatch. And they would, like, watch them go into the water. It's like a weird thing.
Like hundreds of them or something.
Oh, yeah. It's like this weird thing. They would camp for, like, a week on the beach for these turtles.
South Carolina? People go to Mexico. There's a whole foundation that my nephew's wife, so whatever that is to me, and they go down there, and it's funded by some guy with some money, and he sent me
it's
video.
Like this it's huge
No, it's
thing,
thousands.
Huh?
Yeah. And they save them.
Because this guy's, he was in the Marines down in South Carolina, and his wife was huge into this, but it was like this big thing for turtles.
Yeah. I didn't know they did that in South Carolina. That is a huge, huge thing in Mexico. And they go every year. There's a bunch of people that go. They got to pay their own way, but they save these turtles because they would be, I don't know who eats them, but
yeah, something.
I don't know if it's
seagulls
the natives
or something.
No, it might even be the people there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, they protect them. But without them, these turtles wouldn't survive. And
But
they show these, you know, how those night things, like the night cameras, you know, so it's like black and white. And it's like, I wouldn't go, too many. Like, there's a, like, it's not like, you know, 10 turtles. It's like it looks like thousands. But
I'll tell you something. Okay.
She invited me to go.
I'll tell you something
that
scares me. I'll tell you something. I have a phobia of snapping turtles.
Yeah, right.
I had one that kind of like snapped at me when I was a little kid one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that stays with you. Snapping turtles scare the hell out of me.
I never encountered one, but.
You never have?
No.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You've never. I was fishing a couple of times, and you'd see them just like float under. It's like a shark. They're like. Snapping turtles are vicious.
How do you know it's a snapping turtle?
They got their heads are like this. Oh. Their jaws are unbelievable.
Wow. No. I didn't even know we had those here. They're native
snapping
to Wisconsin.
Turtles? Yeah. Oh, my God. They would take your arm off.
Yeah, but okay.
A snapping turtle could take off your arm.
I never heard that.
Well, I've known guys. There are one-armed people walking around out there right now because of snapping turtles. And I'm not lying. I bet we got listeners that have lost an arm because of a snapping turtle.
South Carolina actually touts that as
really?
One of the things for tourism. You can go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know we did that in the United States. Well, I don't know why it actually keeps going to Mexico.
She was like us. She had this like weird thing about her that they had to save the turtle.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People do that for vacation and they pay their own way to go down to Mexico.
They would camp.
I didn't know that in South Carolina. Well, that's
the
cool.
The guy didn't want to do it, but his wife was big into it. Yeah. He was like, oh, well.
Happy wife.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh. How you doing, Todd?
Good.
Set, is this man. Your last day?
Woohoo.
Wow. Isn't that the greatest? There's vacation. The day before vacation is better than vacation. Isn't it, though? You know what I mean?
We'll find out how the day goes.
Yeah,
are you leaving right after the show?
No.
Okay.
I've got all my other work to do.
Oh, all right. I told Donnie you might be taking off right after the show. All right. But you're going to be down there tomorrow, right? Or wherever
I'll
you're going.
Be, yeah.
On your way, I should say.
Doing your thing.
Few plans changed and whatever. But
that's awesome, man. Just chill.
I'll tell you this. I'll be sleeping in all week
Isn't
long.
That great?
Yep.
Isn't that
probably
great?
Won't even hear the show.
You know what, though? That's so... That's so disappointing in this business. And you're probably seeing it now after a couple of years. It's hard to sleep. Your mind... Mm. There's something that your alarm clock in your brain... Just goes off, even when you're on vacation type thing.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, we get up. Yeah, I get up same time.
Yeah. Today is National Fudge Day. Take your cat to work day.
Please don't do that.
Right.
I hate cats.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm going to lose 90% of our listeners. I don't like cats.
I'm not going to say anything. I want to keep the 10% we have.
I know. They don't like me, and I don't like them.
They do have an attitude.
They got a two. There's, you know,
no,
I don't know what kind of a person I am, but something, there's like a gene pool, something, the cats don't like me.
Oh, I think, I think you love them or you don't. You know what I mean? I think whether the cat loves you or not, I don't know, but there's people that they don't like cats. And I don't know, cats are all right, but I did have one
cats
when I was a little kid.
Despise me.
Lisa Hale just texted in. She said, blasphemy.
See, there you go.
Sorry,
she's
Lisa.
Definitely
she
a cat person.
I know.
There you go.
She's also a tarantula person.
That is true.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway. Yeah. Waterfall Day. Have you seen that thing in the UP? You got to do that this year, Jim. In the fall. You've got to go on the waterfall tour of the UP. It's unbelievable.
You been to Niagara?
No.
You? Beautiful.
Heard it's overrated.
No, it's not. It's not. What? It is not.
I heard Niagara Falls is overrated.
It is not.
Maybe I heard two things overrated, Niagara Falls and Grand Canyon. What?
My two favorite places.
I'm just saying. That's what I got from other people.
Okay, right.
All right. Hey, happy Monday to you. Mind of the Mayor, back in this.
These are the days.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
William just texted a picture of a snapping turtle from the golf course last year. William, thank you. Wow. Aren't those like prehistorically looking evil creatures, snapping turtles?
They do. They look mean.
Yeah, they are. They're vicious. Man.
Didn't know we had those here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I'll tell you what. I go
I've
back.
Never heard a story. Though,
when I was like a kid talking about and I was fishing on the stream, and there was like the shell was sticking out of the mud. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, this is cool. I'm going to get a turtle shell. You know, that'll be cool. So I'm digging out. Well, he was like just chilling. And he stuck his head up and did like a snap at me.
Yeah.
Could have taken off my arm at the elbow. At the elbow. I'm not joking about this.
Yeah, you should leave well enough alone. But yeah.
I've always had a fear of snapping turtles ever since then.
Yeah, that would do it for me too. You thought it was just an empty shell.
Yeah, I thought it was just a shell.
That happens?
I guess.
Wow, I think when they die, right?
I would think
there would be a turtle underneath that, but I don't know.
Well, I thought it was just that empty shell. There's a term for that. They molt.
Evaporate.
Or something. I don't think they do, but.
Disintegrate. The turtle.
If the turtle died, right, his body would decompose and the shell would be left behind. Yeah.
All right. And that's what you thought it was.
Yes. And it wasn't. He was just chilling.
I would just.
And he did a big. His jaws stick. Were unbelievable. I could have lost it at the shoulder.
Yeah.
You could take off my arm from the shoulder. I'm not joking about that.
Okay, John.
I would have been, I would have been like the guy in, what's it called? The movie. Todd.
Yeah, which movie?
There's a guy.
The golf movie.
There's a guy that.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? From the alligator?
Yes.
Apollo Creed. He played Apollo Creed in the movie.
Right.
Then he was the golf guy.
Yep. And he always had that face.
Happy Gilmore. Okay. Boy, did you watch that golf tournament yesterday, by the way? Did you see that rain come through at the U.S. Open?
That was
mind-boggling how hard that came through. That was unbelievable.
Plenty going on this weekend. I know we don't talk politics here, but oh, my God. You know, Minnesota and all these.
Yeah,
you
know, horrible, huh?
Israel, just there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
You just,
it's unbelievable. I will say this, though, and I didn't watch it or anything. I don't watch it, whatever. But I will say this. With that parade, I think it's really cool that they had people in all the different eras. You know what I mean? Like they were in World War II uniforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
I really do. Well,
they were celebrating the history.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was apropos.
Right.
So they had, like, actors?
Well, army people, but they were, you know, dressed 100% in, like, you know, with the old canteens and the whole thing. I thought that was neat to honor that.
Yeah.
I really do. I just think the way they were dressed was really cool. I think that was cool. Laurie Metcalf is 70 years old today.
You know who she is?
Yes.
No.
She's Aunt Jackie on Roseanne.
Yeah.
And then she was also on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But, man, she's funny.
She was also Chris Roth's sister-in-law.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think they got divorced then.
I was going to say, okay, you said what?
But that was Chris Roth's of Channel 2. That was his sister-in-law.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember we tried getting her for an IXX one time. Me and Murphy and Katie or Tammy, whomever, were doing who's your most famous person you can get on?
Yeah.
And we tried getting her on one time. And she wouldn't do it.
Huh.
Yeah.
You think she would?
She's too cool for the room. Got this one. Going to Copper Harbor in the fall, touring the waterfalls in the UP is the best. My favorite is the fresh water spring in Palms Book State Park near Manistique. Terry, I'm telling you, people, the UP with their waterfalls, they've got that thing going on right now. And I will say this, good or bad, they will also, every little town you go to will have a brewery and a weed shop.
Did you see that big bust
for where? Weed
here?
No. In Green Bay?
Yeah, because you guys from too much Minnesota, too much
Michigan?
Michigan weed came. A ton. They're like, look, you can buy it there, but you can't bring it here.
Are you serious? Yeah, no, I didn't see this.
All over the table. Yeah,
Where did it happen?
I don't know. That guy had a lot of weed with him. A lot. Too much.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
I didn't think that would even matter anymore.
You know what?
Come on, you drive an hour. I mean, you live in Marinette, you go across the bridge and it's legal there and it's not legal here. It's like, really? What's the big difference anymore?
I'll tell it to the judge because it's where he's going to be. Yeah. I mean, especially
been in front of a judge before. Really? Okay.
But you're right. When we're surrounded by all the states.
You know what I mean?
I kind of like, can't bring it back. And anyway, the budget's. You know, they're working, our state government is hard at it, and they're going to, you know, they're still debating whether we should have it legalized, should we have it for medicinal purposes, medical, all that, so.
I mean, I haven't seen the state of Michigan all of a sudden, huge crime wave, right? Because, you know.
Yeah, there's enough data out there to make a case. You know, I think so, but that's just the people that say, look, there's people a little bit older that try it and end up in the ER, too.
Well, okay, you know what?
I just want to say that.
I got to tell you something. Well, yes and no. You know what I just read the other day? My niece is an ER nurse or ER doctor. She's a doctor in Pontiac, Michigan, which is one of the highest crime rates in the United States, okay? And I read a thing, 50% of the people that go to emergency rooms between like 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock type of thing, alcohol.
Oh, I'm sure.
Alcohol related.
I'm sure.
50% of the people that go to emergency rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what percentage is of weed? Zero.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah.
See, now that's the kind of stuff that.
All right, let's open the doors. Let's do it.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Money, too, that the state could make and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And also make it a little bit safer.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
Who's ever wanted to take on a bar in a fight being on weed versus on Jack Daniels? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm 100% for it. I'm 100% for it. I'm on it right now.
I believe that.
That explains some stuff.
There we go. That's why the chocolate. Okay, I got it. It's all making sense now. It's all making sense. Binging on chocolate.
Damn, Sarucci's chocolate.
That's so good.
That's it.
God. Damn you, Dom.
We love Joe.
Brittany Merlot coming up. We got a full lineup, folks. Back after this.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on it.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and who shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
34-year-old James Doerr pleads not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect for allegedly killing his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's dog in Green Bay in January. Doerr was in court Friday when he added the insanity plea to his not guilty plea. He faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death. WISS has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WISS.fm to sign up. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
But that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the
90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show.
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A beautiful Monday morning here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Worldwide, and somebody that is world renowned is Brittany Merlot.
All right, Brittany.
Coming our way from, Brittany, like, what town do you actually live in?
What town do I actually live in? Wausau.
Okay. I didn't know if you're like one of the little towns around that or whatever.
I wouldn't give it away if I did.
Oh, wow. Oh.
She does not want Mino showing up at her
town.
This got to be a great time of year for you, Brittany. I mean, you love the outdoors and everything, and this has to be fun for you.
It is, but I'm hurting a little bit. So I went out for a fat bike ride yesterday, and I went out for a couple of hours. I was just going and going. The temperatures were nice and cool, so I wasn't like sweating too much, so I was just able to go for hours, but now my lower back, I'm telling you guys, I could barely get out of bed this morning.
So you got one of those fat tire bikes?
Yep, I do.
So that's on a trail?
Yeah, so I've got the snowmobile trail right here, the Mountain Bay Trail, the one that goes all the way to you guys.
Was fun when we met there.
I know, I came to, that's why I was asking, because I did that this weekend.
Yeah, it sure did.
On my bike, and went to Wausau, and I was trying to find you, and I just turned around and came back.
Well, then we would have said hi to each other. We would have seen each other because I was out there.
Boy, hey, they say those fat bikes, you talk about a calorie burner, though. They say they're like crazy, right?
Yeah.
They are. You're going a lot slower than the rest of the bikes on the trails. But, you know, it's fun because you can go through the mud. You can go through the sand. You can go through the snow. You can go over the rocks, the trees, you know, the trees that are down. You just boop, pop your wheel, go right over it.
Wow.
You can lessen, you know, the air pressure in your tire. So you got to pay attention to what you're going to be riding through. But it is a blast.
That's
it's
cool.
Awesome. You get good leg muscles. Your butt looks good. It's all great.
Did you go?
I need my butt to look better.
Did you go with a group? Is that like they have those bike clubs here? People go together. Do you do that solo?
I did it solo. But really? Yes, there are definitely a ton of groups that you can get into. We've got single track trails out here too, which that I usually have to do with someone. I don't trust myself alone in the middle of the woods trying to track into those trails because those are tough. You take one little spill, you're going to need someone around.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw something on the news one day about people underestimate the injuries that you can get biking.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. I have gone over my handlebars, tumbled over the bike, rolled down a hill, and thank goodness I avoided all the trees and the branches because you think about what could have impaled me, what could have happened, what would I have hit? So I was very, very lucky. But one time, that's all.
But always a helmet.
Yes, always, always, always a helmet. I've also got those gloves on, too. I've got the padded shorts. Wow. It doesn't hurt to have knee pads. I know that sounds geeky, but I have definitely scabbed up my knees very bad before.
I wear padded shorts just on a day-to-day basis.
He wears them to bed.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? You know, they got those butt pillows. Right. You've broken your tailbone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you stop? Are there places? Do you stop and have, like, coffee or lunch, or do you just go right at it?
I used to. When I first started biking, I had to give myself motivation. So I'd go get ice cream. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but hey, I was burning calories to go get my sweet treat.
Do you carry a weapon? Do you carry a weapon?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading this thing about this girl. She was biking out there, and these two hillbilly kind of guys, you know, was harassing her in their truck.
I think Brittany carries them for animals, but okay.
Oh. But anyway, ran her off the road and they had bad intentions. Okay. Well, she was an off-duty cop and she pulled out her 25 caliber and put two rounds through their radiator and said, you guys good? and they just got back on their bike and left. I love good. That.
That's great. Yeah.
Good. Wow. I mean, you have to. You're
I love woods, I love right? women shooting guys who have bad intentions.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. I just do. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'd
anyway,
love my
did
daughters
you...
to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, they
absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate Father's Day? Is your dad still around?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's my a God. Sad, I'm sorry about that.
It's a sad day for people.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we're talking about, I was talking to one of my brothers yesterday about that. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, your dad's not there. It's not really, I mean, your kids are happy about it, but it's a weird day, right?
Yeah.
Because you just,
yeah.
But
it is.
John it's had hard. Some pictures. We both sent pictures to, the Civic had posted some things about our dad. So it's nice to look at that. I really got a kick out of looking at, finding those pictures like, oh my God, I can't believe that. So anyway, it's just, yeah.
What were your favorite memories of your dad, Brittany? Like me and my dad was fishing. We were big trout fishermen, and that was our passion. How about you?
You know, you'd think that my dad was the outdoorsy guy, but it was actually my mom was the outdoorsy one. So thinking back into memories, I liked golfing. That was a blast. Well, taught me how to golf.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, that's great.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. We were arborists. We planted trees.
You were an arborist. I planted one tree,
and I sent the picture
Todd. He's an arborist.
I'm going to pull up the picture before
Jim
Brittany
the arborist.
That's my memory.
Yeah. So. Hey, Brittany, got a text here. Can Brittany give us 2 weeks of 80 to 85 degree temperature, please?
Tomorrow.
All sun, no rain or clouds. I have an in-ground pool I would love to finally use it this summer.
Yeah.
Terry.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
That means I don't have to work if there's no showers or storms and it's just sunny and warm. Whew, I get to relax too. I want it. Unfortunately, though, we've got a lot of heat and humidity moving in right. And a lot of storms with it.
However, so. I was looking, you know.
Did you see the golf tournament yesterday, Brittany?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable, the weather that came in. Anyway, go ahead.
I just, the weather, though, I'm having a party tomorrow night. There's a lot of outdoor concerts coming up, right? I mean, there's just it's Wisconsin. Everybody does stuff outdoors now. But it seems like the rain, though, is going to be in the mornings, not in the evenings. Is that accurate when we go in?
I don't think so. I don't know, to be honest with you.
No. Well, she just shoot you down.
I guess.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's hard to explain. So first, what we have going on right now is the warm front moving through. So there's a few scattered showers and storms sparking up. You'll probably get those, a few of them this afternoon. Then we've got the cold front following behind it. That's going to slam in later tonight. So probably after 11, right around midnight, you're going to get some stronger, maybe severe storms, probably hail, gusty winds with those. So those will move through tonight. But then we're still slightly humid and warm. We're still sitting in the low 80s tomorrow. So when you get that kind of weather, you get those pop-up showers and storms, and we still have this low pressure in the vicinity, so still a chance for some tomorrow night, but a lot of those want to stay south of you, so fingers crossed you don't see any tomorrow. Good chance you're dry tomorrow.
Good.
Wednesday, though, is a soaker.
Yep. This has been kind of a crappy spring, summer, hasn't it?
Well, it's just, like she said, it's just so on and off. Yep. So Wednesday, it's going to rain Wednesday, right, here?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be overcast, crummy, showers, storms, maybe some of them soaking. Maybe the potential for flooding comes Wednesday.
Wow.
We dry out Thursday. Then we really ramp up the heat. I'm talking near 90 degrees, dew points in the mid 70s for the weekend. It is going to be that summery, sticky, hot, humid weekend. But a front does move through, and that looks like Friday night into Saturday. So that one could be, yes. Like you said, in the morning, hopefully that's Saturday and gone.
So, Brittany, have all the fire warnings we had there for a while, are those gone now?
Last I checked, yes, they were because of all this rain and moisture and greening up. You know, we're not as dry from the spring, you know, so that should be gone. But the fact that we're going to get a lot of lightning, you never know if something could spark with that.
Wow. So I got the picture ready for you. Oh. Let's check this out, Brittany.
Brittany, that's...
Oh,
my dad and my brother. So we're planting trees.
Your dad looks 8 feet tall in that picture.
I think we're a little shorter.
Wow. It's like one of those weird things where this guy was like 7'9".
Not at all. Right? Not at all. He's anyway 6 feet something. But anyway,
the thing that's funny in the picture is they're all wearing ties. The little boys
I know,
all have
planting
ties
a tree.
On. Yeah,
when they're arborists.
They
Yeah.
I'm in the middle. I'm the guy in the middle. So that's I talked to, I was telling John this morning, I talked to my brother. I said, hey, do you remember that picture that of us planting that tree. And he goes, man, that was a long time ago. And I'm like, yeah, it really was. But yeah, he remembered that. So anyway, that was our family.
That's cool.
Didn't fish, didn't hunt, no. Didn't golf.
No.
Well, he didn't. But
is the tree on your property?
It's unbelievable. Or is that somewhere else? No, that was by our house. And he told us it was going to be a big tree if we took care of it. And that tree is.
What kind of tree?
Just a pine tree.
Little pine tree.
It's just a pine tree. But it's, I don't know. What is it? 50 feet? I mean, wow. I'm not kidding you. It is really, really a huge tree now. So anyway, that was cool.
No, I love that.
It was fun finding that picture because they asked us to turn over. You found a cool picture too of your dad. And it's just fun to go through those books. It's like, oh my gosh. So anyway, it's fun. Those are nice.
I like the story a lot because I also have pine trees. I have one that my mom and I planted when I was born. Or they did, I don't know. But then we did it again for my sister as well. So there's two pine trees in my family's yard, one for me, one for my sister. And
that's cool.
So it's a special thing, and I get it.
It is. Absolutely.
You put the Christmas lights on it, but it's unbelievable how big those trees get, right? I mean,
I know.
Yeah, it's huge.
So. Here's the scary, sad thing. So mine is starting to die down in Illinois, and it's because of the warming temperatures, and they're not able to sustain it anymore. The pine trees are just dying all over the place in Illinois.
We had that on my mom and dad's land. They had a bunch of pine trees to block wind on the top of a hill.
Yeah.
And little by little, they're all kind
really?
Of. Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
See?
Because of water? Why are they dying?
I don't know too much about this, but the tree experts, the arborists, they were saying, that because of the warming temperatures, the climate's changing, they can't sustain these temperatures. So they're slowly just. Yep.
Wow. We got a text here. Do you guys have a picture of Jim folding linens with his dad?
Oh. Do you have that? Do you have that?
I don't know. It's a legitimate question.
He wouldn't do
of
that.
Of things we did with our dads back in the day.
He would not do that.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. Wow. I mean, it's our listeners, Jim.
Mother's Day.
They want to know. So, Brittany, give us a really good forecast for this week, would you?
And Brittany,
make it really good.
And then this weekend is still, all these graduation parties are still going on. And so the weekend, Saturday is really when we're going to a couple of them.
Okay. All right. So we're getting muggy, right? We're already feeling that today. Low 80s today, tomorrow, good chance of storms overnight tonight. Tomorrow, I think a lot of them are going to stay south, but we could see some in the afternoon. By Wednesday, it'll be overcast, damp, dreary, shower, storms, soaking rain. Highs in the upper 70s or so. We'll hang on to the upper 70s Thursday. It'll be sunny. It'll be dry. Friday, partly sunny, mid-70s. Then that front moves in. Showers, storms. Some of these could be strong to severe, of course, because that heat and humidity really pushing in. Saturday, 86 degrees.
Wow.
It's going to be humid. Sunday, probably about 90 degrees.
Wow. Really?
Who's the guy that texted in with the outdoor pool? We're coming over, man.
Terry.
Terry? Seriously. Oh, absolutely. Wow. That's 90s. We haven't seen that in a while.
No, we have not. So stay hydrated this weekend. Definitely.
So, Brittany, back to your fat tire bike thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you ride those on like regular roads, or are those only for like off-road type things?
You can definitely put it on a regular road. I've done it. I think it just probably wears the tread maybe a little bit faster.
Right.
But I've done it a bunch of times. So, yep.
Man,
If
I was a woman, I'd be you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You.
What?
What does that mean?
Put that on your bingo card.
There you go.
No, I'm serious. If I was a woman, I would be Brittany. Because I'd be doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You
I'd carry a gun. I would shoot like 10 guys. I swear to God.
Well, I'm not arguing that a bit. Every morning.
Jim and I are laying out at this point. Yeah. All
right. Brittany, we love having you on. Yeah. Thank you so much for getting up early for us.
Yeah. Have a fun week, Brittany.
Thank you, guys. Right. Love starting my week with you.
You're the best. One. See ya. I'm sure, you know what? I'm hoping, this summer I can't because I'm battling,
Yes.
Whatever. But otherwise, I'm going to meet her halfway between Wausau and here on my bike.
She's very cool.
She's cool. She's
very
confident.
She's
the female version of me.
I didn't say that.
Let's have a quick break back.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And welcome again to this special feature on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. I'm Todd Michaels, along with New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Talking with Kate Mann right now. Kate, I know you as the Public Information Officer and Community Relations Officer for the Oshkosh Police Department, but today I'm talking with you in a totally different role as the executive director of Reach a Child. Can you tell me a little bit about Reach a Child and how you got involved?
Yeah, so Reach a Child is an amazing nonprofit organization that's located in Madison, and I got to know this organization through my role as a police officer with the city of Oshkosh. We've been using this program for over 10 years now, and it is a nonprofit that supplies first responders with books that they can use to comfort and distract children who are in crisis situations.
Okay, so I guess you Reach a Child then, I guess, would be donating books and backpacks and things like that to police or first responders?
Yeah, so how it works is we rely on donations or applying for grant money in order to sponsor different first responders. And once we get the sponsorship in place, then we reach out to the first responders in that area and are able to supply them directly with what are called reach bags. And in these reach bags are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Why is it important for a first responder to be able to connect with children, say, through books or through the Reach a Child materials?
Yes. So speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis. So during the crisis, whether it's a house fire, an accident, a domestic disturbance, you know, children have been through traumatic events or still are experiencing the traumatic events. And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand. So versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way, that doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
I see what you're saying. So, you know, it's kind of like a thing where maybe you can take the child off to the side and read them a book that they have from the Reach a Child materials, right?
Yes. And then that child also gets to keep the book or books, you know, they might, maybe they'll be reading a couple of books during the situation. This is dependent upon the crisis.
I love that. How many EMS departments does Reach a Child help out with these book bags?
We currently serve over 350 departments statewide.
Wow, that is amazing. That's amazing. So could you maybe tell me a story of how Reach a Child has been able to help a first responder? Do you have any stories like that?
I do, and I actually have a personal story of how I utilized it when I was on patrol.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so when I was on patrol, we responded to a really bad domestic disturbance in which we had to arrest both of the adults in the family for engaging in the physical disturbance. And we had three kids that were there, and we were going to be with them for a lengthy period of time until juvenile services. We were going to be with them for a lengthy period of time until juvenile services arrived on scene. And it was over about an hour that we were there with them. And, you know, we were thinking, you know, what can we do to help comfort them and calm them? Because what they just witnessed before we even arrived on scene was very traumatic for them. So I recalled that we had these Reach a Child bags in our squad car. So I was able to go retrieve the bag and read through several of the different books. And you could just see how the kids started to calm down and were distracted and comforted through the different stories that we were reading.
Oh, that is so good. That's so wonderful. And I bet as a police officer, you appreciated having the tool.
Yeah, the tools are amazing. And it's another resource that we have readily available to give to kids. And now in my current role as the public affairs and public information officer, I use them also at community outreach events. So I'm free to give the books out and interact with kids and families in that way as well.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. If somebody wanted to help, you know, they're hearing this and they go, that is something and that's a mission I'd like to be a part of. How can they do so?
Yes, we would love all the support that people can give us. And there is a button on our web page. Our web page is www.reachachild.org, and there's a donate button that's on the very first page, and people can click on that to do a monetary donation. We also love when people do book drives for us, because that again provides those books directly to us that we can give to the first responders.
Is there a specific like age range on the books that you're looking for? Is it like for wee kids, two to six, or is it all age ranges?
Yeah, we really look for all different age ranges so that whatever the crisis is, we have a variety of books that could help that specific child.
I love it. This is something that I'm really excited about and excited for you to be a part of it, Kate. You're welcome. Is there anything about Reach a Child that we haven't talked about yet that you really want to get out and you want to promote?
Really just getting that message out to the community and to first responders in Wisconsin. Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So yeah, just getting the word out there, not only the community, but the first responders as well.
Kate, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity as well.
And more with Jim and John, Mino and the Mayor, coming up after the news on WISS.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.